This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump says that things are very nicely under control in northern Syria, where Turkish forces are fighting Syrian Kurds who were aligned with the United States against the Islamic State group. Speaking at a news conference with Italy's President Sergio Mattarella, Mr. Trump said the conflict in northeastern Syria is not a U.S. problem.
We have a situation where Turkey is taking land from Syria. Syria is not happy about it. Let them work it out. We shouldn't be over there.
Trump is defending his decision to pull U.S. forces out of the Syrian border region where brutal fighting continues. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, meanwhile, says he thinks removing U.S. troops is bad for long-term American interests.
I think it was a mistake. And I hope it's not too late to stop this aggression.
The House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly Wednesday to condemn President Trump's decision to pull U.S. forces from Syria. The vote was 354 to 60 for the resolution as dozens of Trump's fellow Republicans joined the majority Democrats. Meanwhile, Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said his country's offensive into Turkey, into northeast Syria, that is, would only end if Kurdish fighters in the region dropped their weapons and withdrew from a planned safe zone. Reuters' Emily Wither reports.
Tayyip Erdogan has delivered an ultimatum to Kurdish fighters Wednesday.
Our proposal to solve the issue in Syria in the quickest way is for all terrorists to drop their weapons, destroy their traps, and withdraw outside of the safe zone we determined by tonight.
He says the country's offensive in Syria will end when a 32-kilometer safe zone is established along Turkey's border.